Good morning. It's good to be here to worship with you. A program we've entitled Celebrate Jesus for Eternity. And I don't know how it is for you at Christmas time when it's time to celebrate. Who do you celebrate? Do you celebrate the gifts you get? The gifts you give? Or the reason for celebration? This morning we'd like to encourage you as we sing to worship with us. I think you got a little bit of squeal there. Worship with us and worship in your hearts. The God and the creator of the universe, he is worthy of celebration. He is worthy of praise. He is an awesome God. If you have had miracles happen in your life where you know God has done something and it was obviously him, you can agree with me and celebrate him this morning. First song we're going to sing is I Will Celebrate. And it's a celebration medley.
All right, the next song we're going to sing is called What Wondrous Love Is This? And this song just gives us a reason to celebrate. It tells us of his love that he had for us, what he did for us, and if he was willing to go through all of that, what can we do except for celebrate in him?
Thank you. This next song is called How Can I Keep From Singing? And, you know, I've been thinking about this song. How can we keep from singing? That's easy to do when we're happy or when we're joyful. But every time I sing this song, I always think of Paul and Silas when they were in prison. How could they keep from singing? They were singing while they were locked in chains because they had the joy of Christ in their life. And I guess just think about that as we sing this song. Even in times of hardship or suffering, we can keep singing because we have the joy that comes through Christ.
What though the tempest around me roars, I know the truth it liveth. What though the darkness around me close, songs in the night it giveth. I hear the real though far off hymn that hails a new creation. It sounds an echo inside my soul, above earth's lamentation.
My life flows on in endless song. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm. How can I keep from singing? How can I keep from singing? Oh,
to the rock I'm clinging.
Oh, to the rock,
how can I stop singing? I'm clinging to the rock now. Hear me singing.
My life flows on in endless song. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm. How can I keep from singing?
about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, "Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me.
The next song we're going to sing, actually, maybe I should say it's about the song we just sang. God kind of spoke to me, and kind of that song means a lot more to me than it used to be. In the second verse, it talks about making the lame to walk again and causing the blind to see. This past summer, I sprained my ankle pretty bad, and I was laying, couldn't walk for about 2 weeks. And so I thought about that a lot, about God causing the lame to walk and the blind to see. And he showed me a lot during that time. And a lot of this song, it's a very powerful song. It's an older song. But God always loves us. And no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you used to have that you don't have anymore, he still loves us. And he wants you to have victory in whatever you're dealing with and whatever trials you're going through. The next two songs, I believe, that we're going to sing are both prayer songs, and a little bit different twist, maybe a little bit of a happy, joyful communication with God rather than the way we think of prayer sometimes.